Hi, everybody, and welcome back here to the David Vance podcast channel. Thanks for tuning in, and I do appreciate you downloading this. I appreciate quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring this as well. And we're going to talk about the continued hard sell of the cancer vaccine, the new mRNA cancer vaccine. And I see a story in the press that shouts, a top doctor remains brain cancer-free after a year. Now, seems a good news story superficially. We read that a year after undergoing a world-first treatment for glioblastoma, Australian doctor Richard Scholar remains cancer-free. The esteemed pathologist experimental therapy is based on his own pioneering research on melanoma. So Professor Scholar's subtype of glioblastoma is so aggressive, most patients survive less than a year. But on Tuesday, he announced his latest MRI scan had shown no reoccurrence of the tumour. To be honest, he said, I was more nervous than I have been for any previous scan. I'm just thrilled, delighted. Couldn't be happier. Couldn't be any happier. He's one of the Australia's most respected medical minds, was named Australian of the Year alongside his friend and colleague Georgina Long. And they're the co-directors of the Melanoma Institute of Australia, which over the past decade, they've done research in immunotherapy, which uses the body's immune system to attack cancer cells, has dramatically improved outcomes for advanced melanoma patients globally. Half are now essentially cured, up from less than 10%. So I presume that means, another way of putting that, half are dead. Okay. It's the research that the Professor Long, along with his team of doctors, is using to treat Professor Scholar. Right, okay. This sounds interesting. Now, before I get any further, just on this issue of glioblastomas, I know something about this because I lost my brother-in-law back in 2015 to a very aggressive glioblastoma that he had. He was diagnosed in the November of 2014, and he was gone by the June of 2015. Sorry, the May of 2015. Very nasty, and I saw what it did to him, and, you know, awful, and as you know, it's hard to imagine how something could be so devastating so quickly, but it really, really was. So that's my own personal life experience with glioblastomas, brain tumors, really, really not good. But then, of course, we have to consider what caused them, and this is where we begin to diverge from the official narrative. Basically, he goes on to say that he's amongst the first to be administered a vaccine personalized to his tumor's characteristics, which boosts the cancer-detecting power of the drugs. So basically what this guy's getting is he's getting various drugs and a vaccine. That's what he's getting. And he says, I'm the best that I felt for yonks. It certainly doesn't mean my brain cancer is cured. Oh, right, because the headline said that it was. No, he says, it certainly doesn't mean that my brain cancer is cured, but it's just nice to know that it hasn't come back yet. So I've still got some more time to enjoy my life with my wife, Katie, and three wonderful kids. And, of course, the BBC goes on to talk about the exciting developments of these individualized vaccines, which, as we know, are mRNA vaccines, and we know exactly where the mRNA leads to. We know it. We know after the COVID experiment that mRNA vaccines should be banned everywhere. Instead, as I've said to you repeatedly, this is the new platform for all vaccines. Actually, not even just cancer vaccines. But do you see what they're doing? They're going around the world, and they seem to be having, I don't know, lab rats like this, or King Charles, or maybe Princess Catherine. I don't know. They seem to be picking high-profile people who then are being given new and exciting treatments for their cancers, and the results are paying off. That's what we're being told. And I find this deplorable because the cancer is a very real concern for many, very many people. I have friends who I know, some of whom may listen to this, who have immediate family with cancer, and indeed may have had it themselves. I'm acutely sensitive to the topic of cancer. I'm also acutely sensitive to the disaster that is mRNA tech. And I'm acutely aware of how Big Pharma goes about doing its business. And in this case, I would run a million miles from any of these so-called personalized vaccines just for me. I mean, in the case of this guy, if he's taking this on the basis that it'll give him an extra couple of months, well, then fine. But, I mean, there's so many problems concerning the whole topic of cancer, including what causes it and all the rest of it. For another little anecdote I'll give you. I was talking to a couple yesterday, and they were telling me about, this couple would be in their early 80s, yeah? And they were telling me about a friend of theirs who was always really, really healthy, you know, really fit, healthy guy, Canadian. And he died suddenly of cancer. Cancer came on him very quickly. And they were saying, you know, it was really strange because everything about him seemed fine. He was healthy. You know, he wasn't overweight, none of that. They said the only thing they'd noticed about him was he had a massively pro-sugar tooth. He had a sweet tooth, and he loved sugar. And he ate sugar all the time, morning, noon, and night. In every other regard, his diet might have been fine, but he was taking sugar all the time. Well, listen, there's a lot of thinking that suggests that cancer itself, or some cancers, could be influenced, if not triggered, by excessive sugar consumption. So, as well as many other diseases. I mean, basically, it's like the old maxim in life, you know, a little bit of everything is good for you, but not in excess. And that was the one thing this guy, they noticed, they said, he always had sugar. He'd eat sugar lumps. He just ate sugar. He had a thing about sugar, and he got cancer. So we don't fully understand the origins of cancer. I don't think it's what Big Pharma tell us. And I don't think these mRNA treatments are going to convince me, if ever I got cancer, to go down that route. No, thank you. I've seen that movie and I know how it ends. Thanks for listening.